sure, on Sunday and even Monday, you know, it hurt the lads because it hurt me. You know, I analysed the game personally in depth and tried to come up with reasons what and things I could do better as an individual, and there was things I know I could have done. And we got, as I say, we got a good group of players here. I'm sure all the players done that, and you know, we want to make sure we put that right. You know, not just for one game, two games. We need to make sure that stays right for the end of the season. Because if we want to be successful this year, not only can we not afford to give away, you know, a 2-0 lead, but we can't afford to play like that even at any stage. So, you know, I think you've got to try and take a positive out of every negative. And I think if we can take one out of it, it will be just to realise when we're in a good situation and you know, make sure we don't become sloppy. And I'm sure we'll see more positive results.
How much are you enjoying the season?
Yeah, it's been one of the most I've enjoyed, personally, just to, you know, not pick up any injuries, touch wood. You know, obviously they got the game today. I don't want to jinx myself. Yeah, I feel good. I feel physically the best I've felt. You know, consistency wise, I feel I'm gaining more of a consistency in my game, and I think that goes, you know, hand in hand with the success we're having. You know, I'm enjoying it because we're doing well as a team. You know, we've got a really good group of players here. You know, I was only saying the other day when we was going for a coffee, for the amount of competition we've got in the squad, it's quite unique how well we get on. You know, I'm sure the other players at other clubs where they're their competitors at the club, and they probably don't mix with them after the training, after games. But we've got such a good group here that we've got great respect for each other. So it's a great club to come in to train every day. We've got a great manager, great staff that want to help everyone, not just to become a better player, but to become a better person. And I think everyone, you know, if they're not grounded, they soon become grounded here. And it's a real enjoyment to come in every day.
You're currently partnering Drew in the middle of the midfield. There's two players who some might have thought would have overtaken you when they arrived. Yeah. Now, I guess that's another quality of yours that we don't see, is what's going on in your head determination-wise, because you're obviously hugely competitive.
Yeah, I think every player is. To be here, you've got to be competitive, because if you're not, I mean, the manager will realise that and you probably won't be here for much longer. But as an individual, you know, the thought of not playing, it'll keep me up at night if I weren't playing. I'd be searching for reasons why, and I'd make sure that when I do get my chance, I took it. I can't not play. I'd hate not to play football. You know, when I was younger, I got a few injuries and missed a lot of football, and I realised how hard it is not playing, and I appreciate coming in every day and playing to train and play. I see a massive privilege, and I think people see that on the pitch, how passionate I am about playing. It's just the thought of not playing is too hard to deal with, to be honest with you, and it strives me every day to try and do my best and become a better player, because I know how short football is, and I don't want to have any regrets when I finish.
How good is it playing alongside Drew Sermon? I mean, he's had a couple of nice things to say about playing alongside you. What would you say about partnering him?
Yeah, regardless of what he said about me, I would have, you know, Serz is a top player, and he's brought my game on a hell of a lot.
How?
He's just a calming influence. He knows when maybe I'm going to go forward, and he'll cover me if I'm out of position. You know, if there's times that maybe I've made the wrong decision going forward, he wouldn't leave me exposed. And he probably does a lot of dirty work that people don't realise. And in all fairness, I probably don't realise until I watch after the game. Because there's times where maybe I've made the wrong decision when to attack, and he's there to clear things up. And, you know, on the ball, I've learned a lot from him. He's a great player. He makes the right decisions. You know, I've watched him, you know, when we was here last year, he didn't get his chance for a while, but everyone in training knew what a player he was, and knew it was a matter of time when he does get his chance. He very rarely gives the ball away, and the way he plays in the defensive third is something I've took a lot from his game, not to give the ball away, because if you do, you get punished at this level. And I think maybe in the past I've been maybe guilty of not making the right decision in the defensive third, and as I say, he's someone that I've looked at, and definitely, I've learned quite a lot from him, and as I say, it's a pleasure to play with him.